Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 508, 70 degrees on this Friday, April 18th, 2025. Good Friday. And like most Fridays, I like every Friday, it's time for Do I Have a Case with attorney Keith Figured of the Figured Law Group. Keith, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
How you doing, Rob? Pleasure to be here.
All right. So big weekend plans? You doing anything for the weekend?
Just family stuff. Have a dinner at home. Parents over, wife, parents, and some family. So nice and low-key.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be all right for that. So hopefully it's a good time.
Sounds like it's going to be beautiful out there.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we're going to dive into it right now. And I'm sure the listeners will figure out where this is coming from. But can a public entity like a county that maintains an official social media presence disable the commenting feature?
So the short answer is yes, a public entity like a county official can disable the commenting feature on its official social media presence. From what I came across, courts have generally upheld that public entities can limit or disable comments on their social media pages as long as the decision is viewpoint neutral and does not violate First Amendment rights. One example I saw was a county may disable comments to manage resources, prevent misinformation, or avoid legal risks, provided it does not selectively censor specific viewpoints. And I think that's kind of where the sticking point is, because whether or not that limiting of the comments was due to a specific viewpoint, I think, is up for debate. But that being said, if the entity allows comments but moderates them in a way that discriminates based on viewpoints, then they could face legal challenges under the free speech laws. One case I saw was Knight First Amendment Institute. This is actually versus Trump, which suggests that public entities must be cautious about how they manage interactive spaces on social media, as they can be considered public forums. So disabling comments entirely is typically seen as content neutral action and less likely to challenge than selective moderation.
All right. Great answer there. And it does answer a lot. I've seen some entities get in trouble for selectively removing certain comments. But if you shut it down for everyone, it's considered neutral. Am I right there?
Correct. Yeah. So if it's, for instance, like here, if they just shut it down due to the assessments or, a specific issue and then turned it on for other issues, I think they'd have a problem. Now, if they've turned it off and they keep it off and it continues to remain off into the future, then they're probably less likely to have an issue.
All right. Well, great answer there. So next question. My neighbor has an outdoor wood-burning boiler where they often burn their household garbage, is causing an awful black smoke and smell. I've complained to my township to no avail. Do I have any other option or recourse?
So, the problem you have here is it typically when these types of claims, again, there's a difference between a claim that's on a contingency fee and then a claim where you're going to hire an attorney and they're going to want a retainer. And the attorney gets paid whether they prevail or not. A lot of cases like this, whether you have claims against a property, whether it be interfering with your use and enjoyment or other issues that can arise under this scenario, the biggest issue is going to be the cost in pursuing the claim, and whether the uncertainty of prevailing. That being said, I think what the individual initially needs to do is understand local and state regulation. They can check their local ordinances. Many townships, counties, or municipalities have specific rules about open burning or the use of outdoor wood boilers, which I guess are labeled as OWBs. These may prohibit burning household garbage, plastics, or other materials that produce toxic smoke. Now, it indicates he did contact the township already, which would have been the first thing that I would have recommended. The second would be, and I wasn't sure if this was in the, I didn't see this in the response, but potentially the code enforcement officer or zoning officer to request clarification on the local ordinances. And the reason I think they want to do that before engaging in the attorney is to save down on the cost. They could look up their ordinances and then contact the zoning officer and or enforcement officer. This way they have a good idea of whether or not anything is actually being violated. I think the other thing is that who was there first is a big issue in these. You know, you probably heard or seen in news, you know, whether it be like a pig farm or something comes next to a development and then all of a sudden the smell. Well, if the pig farm was there first, obviously it's going to be less of a likelihood of prevailing against any type of litigation than if the pig farm came after. I think it's the same thing here. If this is something that developed or they were doing it beforehand and they moved in the area as opposed to vice versa, can also be a major factor in determining if the individual was to pursue this in litigation. But that being said, I mean, there's other stuff I can get into, but I think the most important thing here is to understand the local and state regulations to see if there is any violation. Once that is understood and they contact the zoning officers and they get some information, then at that point they would want to reach out to an attorney specializing in some type of real estate practice, because they're those attorneys are going to be the ones that deal with this type of claim, and they're going to know to what extent or whether the facts are sufficient, or at least they should, and explain to you based on the scenario. And they can't give you a guarantee of prevailing, but based on their experience in going before those judges on a regular basis, they should be able to let you know whether you have a viable case or not.
Yeah, and like you said, that the question is vague, saying they complained to the township. We don't know if a court enforcement or such was in there. And state regulations, could the state DEP possibly help them if there was noxious burning being done?
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime something that is burning, especially if he's burning plastics and those types of things, that to contact the EPA, I mean, they're always you know, some another avenue that they can pursue. Now, to the extent that they would respond, just in prior cases, I know, depending on, I think I had a case not too long ago, not necessarily a case, but someone had contacted me, and there was a lot of blue, the basically the creek had discolored. So I know in that specific incident, they contacted the EPA right away, and they sent somebody out to check it, and it ended up just having, being somebody was treating their pond, I guess, put too much of a chemical, and it overflowed into the stream. But they can have someone come out like that possibly if they were to contact the EPA.
All right. And our final question here, and just on a note of those wood-burning, outdoor wood-burning stoves, I have some experience with them. And if anyone's listening who is doing that, I know it maybe seemed like a good idea to get rid of your garbage that way, but it is horrible for your wood-burning stove, your wood-burning boiler. So I would recommend not against it, because you'll probably be cutting the life expectancy of your boiler tremendously by doing that. So last question today, if an employee is injured while performing a task that is outside of the scope of their regular duties, but is still requested by their employer, is the injury covered under workman's compensation? So it sounds like their employer is asking them to do something that's not typical of their job duty.
So again, quick answer for this is yes. I've actually dealt with these specific claims. So I mean, the easiest way to explain this one is that anytime, even though it might be, and I guess the term here, what makes it a little bit not necessarily correct in terms of the question, is that the employee was injured, and it's not necessarily that they weren't in the course and scope of their employment when they were injured, but it wasn't a regular job duty or function that they are to perform. In that regard, what happens is, and there's a number of instances where this arises, where it puts the injury into the course and scope of work to make it compensable. And in this specific incident, any type of activity, and where this comes up a lot is, say, like if you go to work party or a work Christmas party, something like that, and somebody gets injured, and they say, hey, this wasn't the course and scope of work. Well, but it was something that was requested and part of the job. So in certain circumstances, that does fall and does amount to a compensable injury. Another example of that is where you'll see is a lot of times where an individual parks. If a person is required to, say, park across the street in a certain parking lot, once they park in that lot, even if it's not the employer's premises, if they get injured, if that's a lot they're required to park in, even though they're not clocked in for work, they can be determined to be in the course and scope of work. So the bottom line is, if something like this happens, there is a lot of nuances and exceptions. So as I always say with comp cases or workers' comp, that's one of the few areas where you don't want to hesitate getting an attorney. And the reason I say that is, if you get an attorney early on, it's likely that attorney, if they're a good attorney and they're not just looking to attach to your benefits, but if they're looking to help you and guide you, it's more likely that you can get your claim accepted, which then means more money in your pocket while you're treating and off from work, as opposed to having to file and go before a judge. And the reason that's important to get an attorney early on is because the only way my fee attaches is if I actually have to go to court and I'm successful. If I'm retained early on and somebody comes to me with an issue like this, it's easier for me to navigate them and have them do what they need to so that they have the evidence to meet their claim, rather than them do things that they don't know or detrimental to the claim that I can't fix later on. So the best advice I could give in this is, anytime you have an injury at work and it's uncertain, it's best to contact a comp attorney. They can clearly let you know whether it's in the course and scope of employment and what your rights are, and the best actions to preserve the evidence to make your claim more likely successful.
All right. Great answers. All three questions for this week. You're getting a shout out on the chat line here at the station. Just wanted to say hello to Keith from Brother Bob Chase. So Bob Chase is saying hello to what's up to you listening today to the radio. So, Keith, if someone wants to get in touch with you offline, how can they get in touch with you to talk about a case?
They can contact me directly at 570-954-9299. I currently have a website at figuredlaw.com. However, hopefully in about a month or so, that's going to be changing. The new URL is going to be wehelptheinjured.com. So that'll be a new website that's going to be upcoming in about a month or so. But my current website at figuredlaw.com, I have it. I could get inquiries through there 24/7. And then, of course, my email you could send to me at keith@figuredlaw.com.
All right. Great things happen over at Figured Law. And if you want to get a question featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com. rob.odonnell@odyssey.com. And we'll get those questions featured on a future segment of Do I Have a Case. Keith, you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us this week.
You as well, Rob. Always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. And shout back out to Bob Chase.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great weekend, my friend. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio 525. You can call or text 570-883-0098. Even if you want to use your middle name and pretend you're someone else, that's fine. You can do that. We allow that here. Let's go to the phone now from someone who is not giving his middle name, Jim from Wilkes-Barre on Democrats and Illegals. Jim, how are you?
Oh, as usual, tired, cranky. I need a nap. But,
you never disappoint, my friend. Never disappoint.
Well, I'm consistent, Rob. That's the secret to life.
That's all you can ask for, right?
Pretty much. But, you know, on this illegal that we shipped off to El Salvador that the Democrats want back, you know, one of the main sticking points seemed to be a judge ruled that he could be shipped anywhere but El Salvador. Well, why don't we just ship him to Gaza or Namibia or Libya, Venezuela?
I hear you. I hear you. And you know what's funny? They said his life was an imminent threat, but he's been there, 30 days already, 30-something days, and he seemed pretty fine to me yesterday, just sipping margaritas.
Well, what I'd be curious, and we've seen this in multiple cases, you know, people seeking asylum claiming their lives are in danger, but where do they take their vacations?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, one of your prior callers, he seemed rather confused, but was asking you for a motive as to why the Democrats would allow millions, tens of millions of illegals to enter the country. Well, okay. All across the country as we speak, Democrat-run centers, you know, cities, like, for example, New York, several cities in Maryland, Massachusetts, they are literally giving illegals and non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. There's one motive. Number two, I wonder how many people in your audience knows that our census counts illegals. So with that count, and it's estimated that there's somewhere between 20 and 30 million illegals in this country. California, New York, and Illinois, New Jersey, all having supposedly the largest populations of illegals in the country. So when they do the census, they count these illegals, and they are apportioned house or seats in Congress based off that census. They get money based off that census. They get electoral votes in the Electoral College based off that census. I mean, if you want motive, it's estimated that California has 3 to 5 congressional seats due just to the number of illegals in their state. I'd say that's a hell of a good motive.
Yeah, and there was that Democratic congresswoman who actually said that part out loud, said that the illegal immigration, and she wanted more to come to her district because it would just help her with her next election. So it is absolutely a motive.
And, you know, and here's something else. Since 1965, when that Immigration Was Act led by Ted the Swimmer Kennedy, we have allowed somewhere between 50 to 60 million legal immigrants into this country. God knows how many illegals. It's got to be somewhere north of 20 to 30 million more. Well, these immigrants vote Democrat at rates of 70 to 80%. Without these people in this country, the Democrat Party at this point in time, without those people in this country, would be nothing more than, you know, a regional coastal party. They would control, you know, like some parts of California, Oregon, Washington State, Washington, D.C., a few places on the East Coast, and that would be it.
And now it's a national problem that they're picking the wrong pick. I mean, listen, out of all the illegal immigrants that are being picked up to be removed, for them to attach themselves and make this one their poster child goes to what I said earlier in the show. The Democrats' messaging is usually unison and on point. They are so much in disarray now that they're allowing this to happen and just digging that hole deeper and deeper for themselves.
Well, yeah, I can't understand what they're thinking here. Are you really, is this the mountain you're going to die on? A gang-banging, violent, woman-beating, trafficking, illegal alien? This is the mountain you've chosen to die on? I mean, this isn't even an 80-20 issue. This is like, you know, 95-5.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said earlier, the majority of Americans want illegal immigrants deported out of the country. And when you talk about violent gang member criminals like this, like you said, it could be as high as a 95-5. How does anyone in their right mind except the senator from Maryland justify that you're wanting him back?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay. Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a good thing.
Well, there's the thing, Rob. Trump can make the Democrats do anything, no matter how stupid or insane it actually is. TDS is a horrible, wasting illness.
It is indeed. I've seen some good people ruined by it. I've seen some good people today ruined by it. So appreciate your call, Jim. You have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, sir.
Thank you. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Well, you know, there's something remarkable about this country. How we weather storms. Not just the literal ones, though we've seen plenty lately. Floods sweeping the South. Wildfires roaming out west, the political and cultural ones too. Every time it feels like we're fraying at the edges, somehow we pull together, stitch the stubborn stitch, and remind the world who we are. Just look around. We're headed into another election season, and yeah, the headlines are messy. Protests, debates, rallies, louder than ever. But underneath that noise, sounds like of a nation that still believes in people should have a say. That's democracy. As bruised and battered as it gets, it's worth showing up for. And look beyond our borders, with conflicts raging to our east, rising tensions in the Pacific. The world is watching again to see how America leads. We've sent aid, brokered talks, backed our allies, not just with weapons, but with principles, because of all our faults, and we have a lot of them, this country still stands for something. We still carry the torch lit by generations who believed freedom wasn't just a word in an anthem, but a promise. Even our tech revolution with AI reshaping industries and questions swirling about its ethics and impact, who's at the forefront of figuring it out? We are. American companies, American innovators, American values, trying to chart a course through it all, making sure we don't lose our humanity in the face of progress. And maybe that's the heart of it. We don't stop. We debate. We stumble. We protest in the streets and argue in the courts. But we don't stop. Because this country isn't just about red or blue, coasts or heartland. It's about every voice, every story, every hand that helps shape what comes next. So yeah, wave the flag. Not because everything's perfect, but because we've got the guts to keep trying. To keep building, keep reaching, keep daring to believe in this idea called America. Welcome back as we start to wind down the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Friday, April 18th, 2025. You could still call or text at 570-883-0098. 70 degrees outside. Shout out to Cynthia from Mountaintop. She's kicking back. Listen on the Odyssey app, enjoying the show. I appreciate you listening, Cynthia. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to the phone now, and I figured he'd chime in. We got Joe from Edwardsville here. Joe, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, you're all lonely and all boo-hoo. You're going to be without the wife for the next 2 days.
I'm boss.
and quite frankly, okay, before we get into the meat of the other thing, now that you've got both your kids down in a Virginia area, how much longer are you going to last here? Come on, don't pull my leg.
You know what?
You think your wife's going to go for this?
Well, you know what? I'll have all three there because my daughter's going to be in Quantico for the next 6 months, so all three will be in the general vicinity for at least a half a year. But we don't know where they're going to end up. You know, the military moves them around so much. You know, they're there now. They might not be. So to up and move altogether, I don't see it happening anytime soon. My wife is gearing that way. So if she starts twisting the arm harder.
That was my point.
Yep.
And yes, and I understand that the two in the military, yes, no pun intended, but they're not anchored to where they are. But the other one, she's probably going to be there for a while.
Before we get into the media call, though, did you see that Dakota Meyers was brought back to active reserves?
No, I did not.
Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor recipient, was sworn back in at the Pentagon yesterday. I've met Dakota many times. Great individual. He will be only one of two active duty Medal of Honor recipients in the Marine Corps. He was just brought back as a sergeant, active duty reserves, and he will be going to MOS school again to serve his nation.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I've been out running around like doing some Easter prep and getting things together and whatnot. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to call you, but I didn't want to disappoint. So that's fantastic for Dakota too. There could never be too many Medal of Honor winners in the Corps to make me happy. So fantastic.
Yep. Keep those officers on their heels with that little ribbon he's going to have on his uniform as he does the job of a Marine sergeant.
Absolutely. Oh, and man, where I would be without some of the sergeants I served under.
And anyone who doesn't know, again, before I let Joe move on, for anyone that doesn't know, if you are the recipient of Medical Honor, you are rendered a salute by everyone. That includes the Commander-in-Chief, the President. I don't care if you're a four-star admiral. I don't care if you're a four-star general. I don't care if you are the Secretary of Defense. You render a salute to the Medal of Honor recipient. That's customary.
Absolutely, yes. The only situation wherein the enlisted man does not salute first. So fantastic.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
Quite frankly, proud of it. I never had the honor of meeting a Medal of Honor winner. So good on you.
You know what? I've known and met two, Dakota being one of them, and Woody Woodson is the other one.
Okay. Well, yeah, you get around a little bit more than I do. So,
so now that I've interrupted you for the third time, but all good Marine Corps stuff. So
absolutely. Oh no, trust me, I'm down. Yes. So anyway, as far as this other conversation, and you're absolutely right. What I had to say was that was the kickoff for where I'm going. You, with a career as an investigator, were you ever in a situation where you were asking someone about a crime that you believed them to have committed, and their answer was, well, why? Why would I have done that? And if you couldn't come up with an answer, you go, you know, you're right. I can't think of what your motive might be. You're free to go. I know for lawyers, you know, they like to have motive going into a courtroom, but that's not one of the elements that you have to establish. Why these people do the things that they do, why they're flooding the shores with immigrants, I don't know. I could think of a couple of possible motives, but I don't care. It's done, and it's wrong. We're going to right this situation. Oh dear God!
And an election was won based on that premise. An election was won because there was a promise to secure the border and remove illegal immigrants.
Yes, absolutely.
Starting with the most violent amongst them.
Yes, and as you say, this man, he has already received his due process. So what, now that we've had another election and nobody's happy with the way, well, some people aren't happy with the way his due process came out, well, no, we need to do it again. No. Not the way it goes. Now, this would probably get me in trouble, but quite frankly, the motive on any crime might be a matter of curiosity, but I don't care. I am not a huge fan of hate crime enhancements and things of this nature. Why you beat some guy, why you stabbed some guy, shot some guy, killed some guy, burned down somebody, don't care. You did it, you're going away. Quite frankly, to me, it's immaterial. There's always an element of hate that's involved in a crime. nobody goes and, you know, oh, I love you, so I got to throw a beating on you. Well, some domestic abusers, they think that's what they think, but it's not. They're just jackasses. So, the motive, no. Stop. And what, you want to keep circling back. So, oh, yeah, see, you won't answer that. No. I am not, it's not up to me to prove why I think that. It's up to you to, no, to, oh, boy. And I had been starting to calm down, but then on the break while I was waiting, I had to listen to that guy tell me as a Republican, he can't understand why we're cutting Medicare and Medicaid.
Did you know that we were doing that? And now the new one is we're cutting the Head Start program. That's the new. I saw the Times Leader was running with that AP story from a very preliminary placeholder budget.
Well, it's about time those little buggers got jobs, started earning their keep.
Right. So
what the hell do we think is going on here? We're not giving away cookies and juice for nothing.
No. But did you know that Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, all that stuff's going away? It's already done. It's a done deal.
I know. I mean, I'm disabled enough. Currently, I'm on Medicare, and I know I've been trying to see all my doctors, so I have a half an idea what's going on when I'm left out in the cold. Because I know that's, you know, in a month or two, it's going to be me, you know, visiting a witch doctor or whatever.
Well, John, the Republican tells us that on the commercial. So John the Republican says it's true, so it must be true.
I know he does.
It was on the internet.
But, you know, and I'm hoping one day on eBay I'll be able to buy his MAGA hat.
See, now this is what the Fridays we should have, right?
This is what I'm saying. Let's all relax. You know, we're going into a holiday weekend to be with our families. For most of us, celebrate our faith, and it's springtime. It's 70 degrees today, 75 tomorrow. The world is being reborn, as they say. You know, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
There you go, my friend.
All right, you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and when your wife comes home, hug her and kiss her and say, no, honey, I don't want to go to Virginia. So
not yet, anyway. Not yet. Still got some time.
No, not yet. No, you need to outlive me.
No, cabinet guy already chimed in and says, if you leave the area, you'll definitely be missed. I'm not going anywhere soon, cabinet guy. Don't worry.
We're glad to hear that, because yeah, I'm too tired to keep breaking in, you know, 3 to 6 hosts. Oh, man. Hopefully you'll be my last one.
Unless
Jake takes over, in which case, then I'm good, too.
Yeah, we'll
get it. All right, brother.
All right.
Have a blessed Easter, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. You have a good one yourself, too. It's, you know, I pulled up this audio here, and this is Good Morning America. Good Morning America. I think it's Good Morning America. It's Michael Strahan. He's on Good Morning America. Or is he on Good Morning America? Michael Strahan. Well, the interview's with Michael Strahan. I believe it is Good Morning America. And he interviewed the wife of the MS-13 gang member, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, I believe this morning. And he asked her a question about filling out a protection from abuse order. She kind of changed the subject. So this is that interview.
I have to ask it. You did take out a temporary order of protection against your husband in 2021. Were you in fear of your husband?
My husband is alive. That's all I can say.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to push on that, apparently. But
my husband is alive, and that's all I can say about that. Well, I applaud Michael Strahan for asking that tough question. He didn't push back. He said, I'm not going to push back on it. And nor do you want to. I mean, she's obviously for whatever reason, but he did ask the question, and I will give him credit for that. Usually they don't. You know, did she fear for her safety? Did she, you know, we know she took out, well, it was a temporary protection from abuse order, and in a month it was a fully enforced protection from abuse order as per the paperwork that I have. The court did make it permanent after a month. And you can see she's just avoiding the situation. She's avoiding the answer. Her husband's alive, and that's all she has to say about that. This is who is being defended. This is who's being celebrated. This is who's being, you know, told to be brought back. And listen, have at it. Continue this gang member who literally has MS-13 tattooed on his left hand knuckles. Have him come back because it's not going to be a winning situation. So we have a couple minutes here. We have a minute or two here anyway. So let's talk about – I was going to talk about this last, but I got to get my callers in. Venice. Venice is expanding its day tripper tax to combat over-tourism. Yep, it's going to cost you somewhere between $6 and $11, between 5 and 10 euros, to visit Venice, Italy. They're charging day trippers to the famed Canal City on arrival tax for the second year starting Friday, a measure aimed at combating the kind of over-tourism that put the city's world cultural heritage status at risk. The body decided against putting Venice on its list of cultural heritage sites, deemed in danger after the tax was announced, but opponents of the day tripper fee said it has done nothing to discourage tourists from visiting Venice or even a high traffic days. Now, depending on the time of day and the time of year you go, it could cost you 5 euros, which is $5.69, or it can cost you 11 dollars, which was whatever the euro is, depending on the days of the year. They expect to bring in, they don't expect. In 2024, the pilot program brought in 2.4 million euros. The city's tax top budget officials stated, and they are expecting 2.7 million euros more recently. They projected a surplus of about 1 to 1.5 million euros, which is just about over that in U.S. dollars. The number of day trippers who paid the tax in 2024, officials said that 12,744 day trippers entered the city on Friday. That's a lot of people. 450,000 throughout the time that they charge it. So that's a big chunk of change there. But if you're looking to go to Venice, Italy, they are going to tax you to do so during certain times of year. So make sure you add that to your budget. It's 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back to shut down the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for this Friday, April 18th, 2025. Good Friday. And then we'll have Easter Sunday this week. Try and take a deep breath this weekend. I know I'm going to do some little things around the house, meet some friends tomorrow. Still haven't figured out what I'm going to have for dinner tonight, so we'll have to get on that. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Enjoy yourself. Take that deep breath. I shut down news from this evening till Sunday evening, where I'll start pulling some things for the Monday show. But other than that, I tune it all out. I'll post some things on social media to keep you engaged and updated. But other than that, I kind of really tune this stuff out. Even when I get home, I'm not really watching news. I maybe watch a half hour, flip around a little bit, and then it's something mindless. You know what I've been picking up on? The MASH reruns. I've been watching them again. Kind of zone out from all the nonsense that's out there. So MASH reruns, I highly recommend them. Other than that, there's plenty of other sitcoms you could check into that would get your fancy and take your mind off the nonsense, because there is a lot of it. God bless, be safe, and I'll see you on Monday.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.